We're so glad that you're here and you've made it. My name is Heather, if you don't know who I am. And you might be wondering why I'm speaking instead of Paul. My husband, Paul, if you turn around and wave at him, he's running sound this morning. He was feeling a little bit under the weather, so you'll be singing with me this morning. Why don't you go around to a few people and just shake their hands and welcome them to God's house this morning. It's going to be a great day in God's presence. Oh, our God reigns, amen. Oh, hey. Let's proclaim this morning. Trust in your name, Jesus, able to save and deliver us. Yes, he is. We put our hope in your name, Jesus. Sing blessing, blessing and honor, glory and power unto our God. is steadfast and he is true. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
1 Peter 2:9, it says this about you and about me. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show to others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. I just want you to be encouraged this morning and to know who you are in Christ, who he says that you are. Hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost and he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child. He has ransomed me, his grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Who the sun sets free, oh, is free and deep. I'm a child. There's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
One with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of
yours is the glory, yours is the beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Is anybody grateful for Jesus this morning? Amen. What an atmosphere here this morning. Wow. I couldn't help but just think this morning, especially this last song, how without Jesus, there is no hope. Without Jesus, there is no future. Imagine without Jesus, if we even tried to pray, if there was no Jesus, then we literally would be talking to no one and nothing. We'd be hopeless. But guess what? That's not the case today. The reality is we have Jesus. Jesus came. He lived a sinless and perfect life. He dwelt among us. He died a death that he didn't deserve. And he rose from the grave and he ascended back. And now he's seated at the right hand of the Father. So that when we pray the name of Jesus, things happen. But when we call on the name of Jesus, we can expect a result. We're not just saying, just John. We're not just saying some random name, but we are saying the name above every name, and that is Jesus. And so we should give God a hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. It's amazing. It's amazing how you could walk into this place this morning with no hope and leave with all hope. The only difference is if you came in and you didn't know Jesus, you can leave knowing Jesus this morning. That may sound old school, but it's right. It's true. And it's the only hope that we have. And I'll tell you, that's all we need. So I know in a group this big that there's somebody that has come in here today and you have a need. See, I heard someone today say, you know, it's good to not just talk the talk, but it's good to walk the walk. Well, when you serve a Jesus like ours, we don't have to just talk the talk. I guarantee you, there's somebody in here this morning that came in with a need. And I want to give you some hope this morning and tell you that Jesus is here today to meet that need, to help that situation. I don't know if it's a marital crisis, if it's a financial crisis, if it's a mental crisis. Maybe you're tormented in your mind and you've tried every other thing. So finally, you're saying, you know what? Let's try Jesus today. Well, I've got good news for you. It's going to work. It's gonna work. So whether you're online or you're here right now, I want you to pray with me in the name of Jesus. So Father, I thank you that this morning we come before you, not in our own goodness, not in our righteousness, but in Christ's name, Jesus. And Father, I ask you right now, whatever need is in this place, I pray that you meet it. I pray right now, Father, if there's a sickness or disease that needs to be healed, I pray, Father, you heal it in Jesus' name. If there's a financial breakthrough, I pray that you do it in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, for marriages and families and children and grandchildren, Father. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name. I pray for parents, Lord, that in Jesus' name that you'll turn it around, move it forward, change it, do something, Father. And we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Everybody shout, amen. Hey, why don't you give like five people a high five and say, Jesus. Jesus, that's a good high five to give. And then you may be seated. Wow, I'm excited. I usually am excited, but Jesus is exciting. He's awesome. He's awesome. So thank you all for joining us here today. It's inevitable. We always have guests and visitors, people that come here for the very first time or maybe the second or third time. And I just want to welcome you and thank you so much for joining us today. You won't regret being here. If you're joining us online, thank you as well for being here and joining us digitally or electronically, being online, but there's nothing like experiencing us here. You need to get here. So if you ever want to take a vacation, if you're living in Florida and you are joining us online, well, take a weekend trip. You know, with the technology we have today, you can fly here, no problem. And so just join us. That's what I'm trying to say. Join us. If you are a guest, you're here for the first time, there is a contact card in the seat back in front of you. It looks a little bit like that. It looks just like that, actually. If you take that out, fill it out, and be so kind as to put that in the offering when it comes by, that would help us just connect with you and let you know what's going on around here at Charleston Church. And then if you've been coming for a little while, but you haven't been plugged in yet, and you want to learn how to do that, we call that your next step. And so everybody has a next step. So I want to invite you, if you've been coming for a little while and you want to know more about how to get involved in the different ministries that are going on around here, there's a next step card, looks just like that on the screen for you. If you take that out, fill it out, put that in the offering, that would be fantastic. All right, somebody say, God is doing stuff. He's doing stuff. There's a lot of stuff happening around here. On this coming Wednesday is our first Wednesday service at 7 o'clock right here. There is Kids on the Move, and Ignite and Soulfire are joining forces, and they always have a great service on Wednesday night. So that's this coming Wednesday, first Wednesday, the first Wednesday in May. You don't want to miss it. And then next Sunday morning, anybody know what's going on? It's Mother's Day. Who here has a mother? You know, when you preach, you really want to find those questions that make everybody raise their hand. And so you'd be amazed at the questions that people don't raise. Everybody has a mother. So if you just remember that, here's your heads up. You get a weekend. We're so kind to you. We want to give you, don't forget to get flowers for your mother. But we do have something special happening here that Sunday morning. We have some giveaways and some different things that we're going to bless mothers with. And you don't want to miss it. And then, of course, May 6th. Somebody say May 6th. May 6th is our Better Together service. And like I said last week, or one of these weeks, that every time I go to one of those services, I go out a better husband. And that amazes everybody, because nobody could imagine I could be a better husband than I already am. But there's always room for improvement. And so I know you guys have perfect marriages. You know, I noticed the people with the best marriages are the people that go to events like this. And so if you want a great marriage, go to an event like this. May 6th at 5 p.m., Sunday night, 5 p.m. And then on May 11th, somebody say May 11th. Is our Kids on the Move family game night at 7 o'clock. I believe that's a Friday. 7 o'clock that Friday night on May 11th. It's going to be a game night, a lot of fun, a great way to get to meet each other and hang out with each other. And it's always a great time. All right, ushers, if you'd come on down this morning, we're going to take up this morning's tithes and offering. I was thinking, has anybody ever bought anything like with a warranty? And how many of you have bought something with a warranty and that company's gone out of business? Has anybody ever done that? That's a pretty fun experience when it breaks, or, you know, the lifetime warranty, but the business obviously didn't have a lifetime warranty, apparently. I got thinking about that, and like, you know, that costs a little bit of money, you know, maybe $6, maybe $88, depending on, you know, the lifetime warranty that you get. And I began to think about that. Businesses can go out of business. Companies can go through bankruptcy and fail. But a lot of times, if you're like me, you look for an opportunity to get a lifetime warranty or a warranty on it because, well, things break. Well, I began to think about that, and you know what I realized? God doesn't break. God doesn't go broke. God does not have a limited time warranty. God will never go out of business. God is always going to be here. And so if we're smart enough sometimes to buy something so insignificant as a warranty, I think it'd be wise of us to put into a guarantee. I don't think God gives us a warranty. I think he gives us a guarantee. And I'm preaching to the choir today, so to speak, because you are a giving church and a faithful church. But I want to encourage anybody in here this morning that when you give to God, it's not like buying a warranty where the company might go out of business in a few years, but it's actually giving a guarantee, because God will never, ever, ever go out of business. And when you sow into the kingdom of God, you're sowing into something that's eternal, everlasting, never going to fail, never going to quit, never going to end. And so when you give, I talk about the benefits to us, but sometimes I think I can get caught up too much in talking about the benefits that we get from giving. I want to say that Your giving does benefit those that the kingdom of God is reaching, that the gospel is reaching. When you give, I think we understand that when we give, we're blessed for it. But I think it's important not to forget that when we give, it's not for us to be blessed, but it's a way and an opportunity for us to bless others. And that's an awesome thing to be a part of. And so is anybody thankful this morning for a God that will not fail you? He will not fail you. The microwave might fail you, the dryer might fail you, but God will never fail you, ever. And so, Father, I thank you this morning that we serve a good God, a wonderful God, and that we put into the kingdom of God of our finances, Lord. There's people here today, Father, that are going to give sacrificially. They might have been thinking this morning or even this week, wondering, like, how can I manage to do that? It's a sacrifice for some. But Lord, I thank you that you're faithful. And as they give, I pray that you'll come through, that you will help them, because they understand that they're going to give sacrificially to help others and to further your kingdom. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Everybody shout, amen.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Miracle worker, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. Worship you, I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you, I worship you.
Let's sing that again.
You are here, turning lives around. Yes, you are. I worship you. Worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Yes, Waymaker.
way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Amen. 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 See, I asked Heather to sing that this morning. Before I spoke, I know some of you are looking, where's Pastor? Can you turn these up just a little bit for me? He is in Massachusetts preaching this morning, and he's going to bring the fire there. Amen? Amen? He is. He is. Now, it's not funny, but it's kind of funny because somebody called about a month ago or so and heard that Pastor took a church in Massachusetts. So he's at that church. No, I'm just teasing. Obviously, you don't know my husband. If you ever hear that he's gone to Massachusetts to pastor or Florida, lie. All lie. Okay? Okay. So I didn't know I wasn't supposed to speak this morning. Someone else is supposed to speak, but when you're married to pastor, you just sometimes go with it. Amen. And you just say, help me, Jesus. So last night he said, honey, some circumstances changed. And he said, can you preach? No. No, I didn't say, I thought that, but I did not say that. I said, yes, absolutely. And when he left, I went into my little study and I prayed and I got a word. It's really good to get a word if you're going to be up here. If I didn't have a word, then I'd just say, Waymaker, praise God, see you later. But there's a word that is stirred up in me for today. I'm Pastor Ward's wife. If you're visiting, I'm sorry. Come Wednesday or next Sunday, he'll be here. It's not Mother's Day next Sunday. It's in 2 weeks. Some of you were like, dear Jesus, including me, I checked my calendar because I don't have her a present. So, but that's okay. I think it said that in there. So that's good. So anyway, I asked Heather to sing this. How many of you have ever needed the miracle worker? How many of you have ever needed the way maker? I'm believing today before we leave that you will see some miracles. I'm believing for that. I was thinking, I'm believing the Lord's going to touch Willie's body today. I'm believing the Lord's going to touch Sky's body today. I'm believing that the Lord is going to comfort Mark and Jeannie who lost their dad, that the comforter will come to them today. There are so many needs all over here. In every row there's needs, but I still know the way maker. So I'm going to ask you to do something. She's just going to sing the chorus. I am not, do not worry. But I want you to lift your hands and you say, this is my first Sunday. Oh, it's kind of fun, actually. Just do it. And I want you to know that the way maker is making a way today. And we're just going to believe it. It's coming. Let's just sing this one more time. Amen. Yes.
Promise keeper,
hallelujah.
Light in the darkness,
miracle-working God, and I'm so glad that I know Him. Amen. I still cannot hear myself very well, so I don't, and you want me to hear myself, because if I'm not, I'm a blonde and I'll just scream. So, well, a fake blonde, but I am a blonde now. So we're going to read in 2 Corinthians 5:7. If you'll open your word up to that, 2 Corinthians 5:7. It's a short verse, and I think most of us actually probably know it. So I want you to read it with me, with faith. I want a little bit of feeling, okay? For we walk by faith and not by sight. You're trying to leave me now, come on. Let's say that again. For we walk by faith and not by sight. I want you just to tell about two people. I'm going to keep walking, and you may be seated. I'm going to keep walking. The Bible doesn't say that we walk by fear. The Bible does not say that we walk by complaints. The Bible doesn't say that we stop. It says we walk. We walk by faith. I was in a store a while ago, which would be very shocking to those of you that know me. And I went into Walmart, which is a whole nother experience. Like, seriously, that's all I'll say. And so I walked through the doors, and when I walked through the doors, I was on my phone and texting, and the alarm, like, if you're going to steal something, which I don't recommend, but I wouldn't do it in Walmart, because, whoa, this beep, beep, and all the lights, and it got my attention, and I looked around, and I thought, my goodness, somebody is shoplifting. And as I looked, I realized that there was nobody by the door except me. And I was not shoplifting. I'm walking in the store, and I look and I'm thinking, who is that? And I look and I see this older lady look at me and go. And I thought, dear Jesus, I did not, no, wrong person here. And I, you know, a worker came to me and I said, I did not steal anything. Do you want to check my purse? Like, panicked me just a little. And she's like, oh, no, it happens, which is not so good, okay? And I said, well, do you think that was me? And she's like, well, we can find out if you walk back out. And just tell them I said, hey. Okay, this is okay. I'm sorry. I was at a funeral once and my phone went off, so it's all good. So, squirrel. So I said, okay, like, what was I thinking? And I walked back out and the alarms and the lights went off. And I thought to the lady, I'm like, honestly, like, this is a little concerning to me. And she said, it's okay. I'll just tell them up front. So when you go through, they'll know. No. I'm leaving now because I am not going to go through this, which I actually had to do it again. So if you see your pastor's wife on TV, I promise you, I did not. And so I got in the car and I was really kind of a little embarrassed. And I thought, as I begin to sit there, I thought, that has been happening a couple times today. Like, I was in TJ's, and I remember beep, beep, but I thought, it's not me. So I thought, I am not going in another store today. So I went home, and I looked over everything. I realized that somebody, I had bought a shirt, and they did not take that little beep beep off. And I had been walking around, beep, beep, beep. And I just was totally embarrassed. And I thought, wouldn't it be good if Christians lived a little bit like that? When we walk near something we shouldn't, it would go beep, 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 beep. Or if we were in conversations that we shouldn't be, it would go beep, 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 beep. Sorry, there's only so many times I can do that without that being very annoying to me. Or whatever we're doing, if the Holy Spirit would go, no. Wouldn't that be kind of cool to have like one at the door as you walk through? Uh-oh, beep, beep, beep. No, I'm just kidding. So, but the Holy Spirit actually wants us to live like that. That when I'm walking in a place I shouldn't be, that it will literally say, ah, Darcy, wrong place. I need to move a little bit because this isn't good. The Holy Spirit actually does that, but the lights might not flash and the noise might not come on, but my spirit knows if my spirit is right. When you live a spirit-led life, you have different things happen in your life than non-believers. You just do. If your life is no different than a non-believer, then call Pastor Vinny and set a meeting up. Because your life should be different. It should be different. I'm going to talk about three things in your life that should be different. There is something that always should be different. Amen? I think that you should be led by the Spirit. I don't believe in just being in the right place at the right time. I don't actually even believe in it. Like, I just happen to be in the right place. I don't even say anything, I just smile, because it's way better, okay? No, it really is. Some of you should just try it. Just smile with me. Okay, maybe not. Just keep doing what you're doing. In the Bible, it talks about a man named Simeon. Simeon was, it actually says he was led by the Spirit. I don't know about you, but I want to be led by the Spirit. I want to go places and it just is a God thing. You know, Simeon means, his name means listening. He was prophesied. The Lord gave him something years and years ago. And he lived years without seeing that fulfilled. Have any of you, God has ever given you a promise and maybe you haven't seen it yet? You haven't seen it. I mean, you just haven't seen it. Has anybody? Come on, raise your hands. You just haven't, doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. You just haven't seen it. Simeon was a man of God, a man of faith, a man of character, which all are very important. They're very important. And all of a sudden, if you read that scripture, he was led and he went to the tabernacle and there just happened to be a baby there, which his name was Jesus. And when you are led by the Spirit, there are a few things that happen. One is you're going to be in the right place. Second is you're going to bless people. He took that baby and prayed over that baby and prophesied over him and knew that God was still moving. You need to be led by the Spirit. when you're living a spirit life, you're going to keep looking. You're going to keep looking. You know, if I said, how many of you have heard of the person named Paul in the Bible? I doubt there's hardly anybody that hasn't heard about Paul. But Paul, you know, formerly known as Saul, the killer, he wasn't, you know, you might have looked at him and not, you know, you would have put your children a little behind you as you walked, right? He wasn't, you know, he just wasn't. But when he had a meeting with Jesus, Saul changed. I still believe that when people meet Jesus, their lives change. I still believe that alcoholics don't have to be alcoholics, they can be delivered. I believe that. I still believe drug addicts can be free of drugs. I believe that sick bodies can be healed. I believe it. I've seen it, I've experienced it, and I've watched it. Somebody saw something in Paul that other people didn't see. Other people wanted to stay away from him. Other people left him. But there was one man named Barnabas that when he saw him, he thought, that's a man that God has great things for. God give us eyes that when we see somebody, we say, whoa, God's got something big for you. Other people, they may not see it. Doesn't matter to me because I believe that God has great things for people. There are people sitting here in this church that I can see it. It's very strange, and I don't even know how to explain it, and I'm not really into the weird stuff, so if you think it's weird, I'm sorry, just pause me for a second. But when you're speaking, sometimes there are different people that kind of stand out. It's very strange. And there are people that don't. And it's not because you're not important, but it's because the spirit is open. It's just awesome. There's a young man that had been coming here for quite a few years, was dating a young girl, and how many knows that brings people to church? If you don't know that, it brings people sometimes. And this young man had a hard life. I'm not going to go into details, but just a difficult life. And he was young. You know, you just never know who's sitting in your row. You never know. I always felt, and I told this to my husband many times, so I'm not just preaching. There's just something about him. You know, he just sometimes, I'm not even sure if he listens, right? No, I'm just kidding. He just, yeah, there's something. I never saw him raise his hand. I think I have only seen him at the altar maybe just a couple times when we had a group. But every time I was speaking, it was like I could tell the Spirit was drawing him. I don't know, Dakota, there was just something about him. And I asked, he was going into the military, which he's in the military right now. And I asked him before he left if he would make sure he would come that Sunday because he's been working out of state. And Pastor and I could just pray over him. We love the military. We're thankful for the military in this church. And he came, pastor preached, and he, if you haven't heard him, you need to come back, because wow. And during his message, he preached just a little bit about David and how David was overlooked, even by his own family. And we came down to the altar, and they waited probably, I would say probably 25 minutes to be prayed for, which you know you got to want to be prayed for to wait. And pastor prayed over him, and honestly, it was so powerful. So powerful. And after, I felt like God gave me a word for him. And I gave him the word. And he's been in the military, and his girlfriend sent me this letter this week. And I asked her if I could read it to you. I apologize. Don't tell anybody, but I'm getting a little older. He wrote 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, the grace is sufficient for you. For when I'm weak, he's strong. He wrote this verse. He wrote it all out, Psalms 23. The very end, he wrote this. When I actually accepted the Lord, now I understand what it truly means for him to be by my side. He didn't do it here at the altar. He did it wherever he is. But as he began to read God's word, how many know that it speaks to you? How many know that it changes you? That's why sometimes you just got to come to church. Because when you're in this church and you're in the presence of God, it changes you. I think there was something about that young man. And it was just that the Lord was just drawing him. I think God has got really good plans for him. Really good plans. And I think, look at what God has done. He sat here for weeks, for years actually, and just took it in. But at some point, it connected and it's changed him. God, help us to not overlook our Pauls. God, help us to see in people what God sees, not what we see. God, help us to not overlook people. Because I know that God has plans for every person. Let us keep looking. God, help this church to look for people. Help us to keep looking. If you want to write to him, you inbox me and I'll give you his address. There's something else about people that are walking with God. They keep walking. They keep walking. No matter what, they just keep walking. No matter what storm, they keep walking. No matter what's going on, they keep walking. They keep having faith in the midst of knowing that we're going to see something good. I think of Moses and the man that he was and how he was leading the people. Leading the people isn't always like the funnest thing ever. Because those people, I sometimes would have said, go ahead. I don't know if my husband would have done good with those people. Do you think? They were coming out of slavery. They were coming out of bondage. Let me just talk about sin is bondage. Sin puts stuff on you and you can literally not take it off yourself. You have to have the blood of Jesus to take it off because you just can't do it without him. And I think how Moses was at the place and he was leading the people and he said, you know, keep walking. And the Bible says that it took them through a desert. Have you ever been walking the right way and you hit a dry spot? No. Have you? Have you ever thought, you know, Lord, I'm following you and this desert doesn't feel very good? Yes? Raise your hands because I feel like I'm the only one that's ever, oh, keep them up. I want to see who's lying and telling the truth in this place. Oh, there's a, praise God, we're going to have a great altar call today. There's something about deserts. They're just so dry. But I have found if you keep walking, you get through the desert. I have found if you keep walking, you get through it. You get through it. As Moses was leading his people, and if you read, they just were complaining and they were, that's all I'll say. They were just, you know, they were irritating. And to say nicely. And so they were leading and they were going to the desert and they were saying, you know, I wish we were back there. There were no graves back there. There was no, you know, if you talk to people and they talk about their past without Jesus better than with Jesus, then they're kind of not serving him. Because when you're serving Jesus, that stuff is just that stuff. And you're past it, and you want to go forward. If I every time talked to Vinny and he only told me about the wrong things he did, which I'm sure weren't many, but if he that's all he talked about, then I would know he is not really knowing God. Because when you know God, you kind of are past that stuff, and you want to keep going. They get to the place where the Red Sea is. Can you imagine they're following Jesus? Well, Moses is following God. Sorry, totally wrong word there. They're following God. And they get to the Red Sea. And they're at the spot where I literally think they thought, what do you do now? Have you ever just been to the place, Greg, that you just weren't sure what to do next? I mean, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you hit a place and you think, how am I gonna get through this? I mean, you're following Moses. You're coming out of bondage, and things just don't seem to be like how they should be. I have found in deserts and in places that there just seemed to be no way out, that God ended up doing it. As Moses obeyed God, that's really important right here. You need to obey him. And Moses obeyed him. And all of a sudden, the waters begin to split and they walked on dry ground. Some of you are right at that spot and you're just thinking, I don't know what to do. How are we going to get there? The enemy is getting closer and I'm not sure how to get to the other side. I say, keep obeying him. Keep obeying him. And he will open the waters. He will bring victory. When you are led by Jesus, you bring victory to other people. Moses brought victory to these people. All of a sudden they begin, can you imagine looking up at the water splitting? I have a great imagination, so it just doesn't stop. So I think, my goodness, is that a whale? You know, as you're walking? I mean, nobody else? Like, I see that, whoa! I mean, what they must have seen. when God did it. When God did it. Not when Moses did it. When Moses obeyed and then God did it. Let Charleston Church begin to be led by God. Let them begin to see in people what other people do not see. And let us keep walking in the dark times. Let us keep looking forward. I heard a testimony as Heather is coming this week. I don't know why I had not heard this before, but we had graduation at Faith Bible College this week, and the master's program, it was there. The first, they graduated with their master's. It's so exciting, right, Willie? And there was just a few of them because this is a new program. And I heard a story of one of those young men, Philip, which has preached here on a Sunday night, which is amazing. And he said when he was in third grade, his teacher said, no, he has so many limitations. He won't be able to read and write. He won't be able to do all this stuff. She named all this stuff. And as he stood there with his gown and his cap on, he was like, you know? Because, yes, I get that sometimes there are some things that just don't seem like they'll line up. But there is nothing that God cannot do. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing that he cannot do. Nothing. 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 Maybe your children, they've said, well, they will only be able to do this and this, but they'll never do this and this. Well, I can say with God, all things are possible. It makes no sense that that young man can get up and speak and you can sense God's presence. He had high honors. Because you know what? His parents believed that there's a God. That when you get to the waters, you ask the Holy Spirit, and he'll show you how to split the waters. He had a pastor that believed when you get to that place, he can still split the waters. I think that it wouldn't have been such a great story if they just walked through and nothing, they didn't even have to walk through the waters. Sometimes, when you go through miracles, you can look back and see your enemy defeated. You think about they got to the other side and the enemy was walking in. You know, you would have thought they would have picked up that this wasn't normal. But they were walking through because they had murder. They had sin on their mind. They wanted those people in bondage. But as they walked through, not only did the people that were going for what God wanted them to get through that, but their enemy was defeated. Somebody here, you just got to know, you just got to keep walking. You just got to keep walking. Do you need a protector? I know one, personally. Do you need a healing? I know one, personally. Do you need a miracle in your finances? I know one, personally. Do you need a healing in your relationships? I know one. I came here today to worship him. I know one. What do you need? I promise you, he's there to help you. Do you need a comforter? I know one. that will still heal the broken heart? Are your children not doing what they should be? I know a God that still goes for the one. I just want you to know, maybe you need a marriage, like Pastor Vinny said today about a marriage. Maybe you're just at the end and you don't even know how. I've found that usually people don't know how to make it right. I know somebody that can change it. Lord showed me a few weeks ago that there's a gentleman here, and your heart is very hard. You come to church and you're a good man, but you've noticed things don't affect you anymore. You've noticed in church, you don't even sense him. You sit here, but it's like there's a disconnect. I've been praying for you. I've been praying. Lord, show me that in the midst of my desert, he showed me you. You got to keep walking. You don't walk by sight, you walk by faith. You got to keep walking. You need to say, God, help me. You're so good at so many things, but you can't seem to get this one. I promise you, when you come down to the altar today and you raise your hand, you're going to sense a God come down and help you. It's not about feelings. I get that. I'm 100%, because if you just go by how you feel, dear Jesus, if I haven't had my coffee, I might not even make it to heaven. Okay? It's not about feelings. But it is about knowing that there is a God that walks with you. There's a God that helps you. There's a God that is with you and that's for you, and he's not against you. He's not against you. I pray the Holy Spirit opens our hearts, that we can just change things, that we'll get to the waters and we'll literally see them part. And we'll know it's God. We'll know it's God. We'll know it's God. Tim, I know you're heading, and I'm not talking about you. The Lord did not show me. I would not do that. You're heading off to the military very soon. A little bit of fear. Not so much fear, but you don't want to leave your family. Good man. But I can promise you the God that will be with you every step of the way will be with Lindsay. Every step of the way. I promise that as you're in your bed and you're looking on your phone through some scriptures, the same God that can meet you in a bunk bed, is that where you sleep in a bunk bed, will be right there with Lindsay in her king bed. I promise you that it will, even though you're apart, there will be a connection that will grow stronger and stronger, because men that walk in the spirit and not in flesh will be blessed. I know you're not leaving for a couple weeks, but we're going to pray for your family today, that the Lord will just give everybody a good feeling. I know I was just saying that was wrong, but it's helpful. That you'll know, Lindsay, that you'll just know that God's with him. And when your kids are just driving you crazy in the morning, I just recommend, I used to do it when my kids were little, you walk in the bathroom and you lock the door and you say, Dear Jesus. And their fingers are under the door. And they're crying. But they'll survive 2 minutes, I promise. And you'll sense him. Aren't you so glad that he's there? Aren't you so glad that he's with you? Aren't you so glad that he still leads you? I just want you to stand up today and nobody leave, because we're going to do it a little different. Darcy does things a little different. But I want you to stand up and I want you to walk a little right where you are. I want you to say to the person next to you, I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to keep walking. I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna keep walking. Now, as we sing this, I want everybody. Somebody say, everybody, walk this way. Oh, is that a song? That's funny. I'm so sorry. I don't listen to that, so I just came. Okay. So I want you to walk this way, and I'm going to go with what the Lord told me to do next. I want like 100% today to walk this way. Balcony, we'll wait for you. Come on down today.
Miracle, promise key, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
I was praying. Different things affect different families. I've been praying very hard for, I don't even know who you are, but I know some of you, but the anxiety that you've been feeling, literally it's sometimes even hard to breathe. God heals that. You don't have to live with that. I know that they'll say you'll never stop that. Read the Bible. Wrong. Wrong. You say you don't know about anxiety. Then you didn't hear my daughter get up here and preach 1 week how she struggled with it. Struggled with it. But I believe, Pastor Vinny, that if he can save us, can he heal us? if he can take my sins away, can he heal my anxiety? If he can take my sins away, don't you think that he can take care of your child that's addicted to drugs? Don't you? If we could just make a couple different connections to the Holy Spirit, that he works in every area that we have need of, every area that we have need, he's got it. Every. He's got it. Every sickness, healing. Anxiety, healing. Financial, healing. Whatever it is, I want you. You're at the waters today. You're here. You're right here. And the Lord says, why don't you just raise your hands like Moses and say, I'm going to walk through. I'm going to see the salvation of my God. You say, you don't know. I don't need to know. I know that my God did not die on the cross just for a couple things. It says he bore my disease. It says that he died that I may live. Whatever it is. You say, I'm not from this church. What are you talking about? God died for you. He took everything on the cross, everything, so that we don't have to live with that stuff. So whatever it is you need today, I want you to know he can do it. Anything. The things that people know about and the things that they don't. Everything. I've seen him do it over and over and over and over and over again. So I want you to do something a little different. I want you to be like Moses. I know you don't have the rod, but Mindy, I want you to raise that hand and believe for a miracle for your children. I believe that there is miracles in this house. So I want you to raise your hand, whatever you need. Let's just believe it right now. Right now, I'm going to pray. I want you to pray with me. I want to hear you. God, I pray for anxiety to be gone. To be gone. Those panic attacks to be gone. That the Lord will just bring peace in the storm. When that comes on, I pray that people begin to pray in the Spirit and pray and know that God is there. I pray, Lord, for healings in bodies. I pray for cancer to be gone. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you heal. Heal bodies. Heal minds. I felt that today when he said that there are people that need healing in their mind. I pray, Lord, for children that are wayward, that we will believe like we've never believed before, that you'll give us that faith that you walk with them, that you'll turn it around. I pray for relationships that are broken, that you'll restore. I pray in the name of Jesus, whatever you need, that God, you'll be able to heal it. In the name of Jesus, as Tim and Lindsay come on up, we're just going to believe for the Lord to bless our military. Is it okay to just do things a little different? Like, I believe that God wants to bless our military. Amen? Amen. Amen. Is there anybody here that was in the military? Yeah. God, will you pray with me? I pray in the name of Jesus that you keep your hand on Tim, that your protection will be all around him. In the name of Jesus, Lord, wherever he is heading, I pray, Lord, that in this time that you give him the favor of God, the protection of God, that you will make him such a leader that he'll see things that he's never seen. That all of a sudden he'll get an idea and he'll be like, what'd you say, Holy Spirit? You want me to do this? And he'll do it and it will turn out good. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless him. I pray, Lord, that you'll put a hedge around him. In the name of Jesus, that when he speaks to you, that he'll actually hear you. I pray that you'll make him a leader and that you'll use him. I pray for Lindsay in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, as a mom, I pray you just help her. Let no fear even settle in at all. I pray, Lord, that you bless this pregnancy. That I know, God, that maybe things aren't always planned, but they're not, they're in your plans. And I pray in the name of Jesus that this baby will be great. There will be no complications. That this baby will be so blessed that your hands are on this baby. And I pray in the name of Jesus the things that you have for this child are already in your plans. Give her strength. I pray, Lord, for that young man that's in the military that's been finding you. I pray that you bless him. Holy Spirit, that you bless him. Lord, just give him just so much faith that he'll see you in the storms. That he'll find you, that he'll know you, that you'll put another Christian man around him that will speak faith into him. I pray in the name of Jesus, we pray for families this morning, that you'll help every one of them. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We pray for Willie. I don't know where he is, but we pray for him. You just turn right around and put your hands on Willie and pray for him. Believe the Lord will touch his body. I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll touch Sky, that you'll just heal him. That you'll heal him. In the name of Jesus, that you'll go before him. I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll heal his... your name went from me. I am so sorry. What is your name? Greg, that you'll heal Greg's back. I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll heal it. In the name of Jesus, those discs you'll just put right where they're supposed to be. Every bit of pain that will be gone. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Lois and I pray for a healing in her body. If you need a healing, will you just raise your hand? We're going to believe for that. I pray for healings all over this place. God, that you'll heal. Whatever it is, that you'll heal it, that you'll heal it, that they'll notice tomorrow, I don't feel that pain, it's gone. I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll supernaturally heal. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. Can we just take about 20 seconds and just thank him? Can you thank him? Come on. Come on, church. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. I love you, and I'll see you tonight. Welcome home, Walter and Iona. We missed you.